Dustin Fox here with third-year running back Isaiah Crowell. Isaiah, it feels like it's a different season for you. Obviously, you're off to a tremendous start, over 500 yards rushing. What's the biggest change?
Really, I just feel like, you know, it's me getting more of an opportunity, and also, you know, our linemen, fullback, and just, you know, receiver blocking downfield. You know, I feel like it's been a big emphasis this year, and I feel like, you know, the guys have been doing a great job.
Let's talk about this team a little bit, because last year, the offensive line, a lot different than it is this season. Guys have went other places. There's been a lot of injuries on the offensive line, instability at quarterback. How have you had to adapt your game?
I just feel like, you know, I just had to keep moving forward, you know, keep looking at it like, you know, it's a challenge and, you know, just accept the challenge and just try to overcome it. You know, I feel like all the guys that we have on the team can come out there and make, you know, a big impact in the game. So I don't feel like it's really a drop off or a minus if anybody else has to come in and play. I just feel like, you know, we just got to make it work and, you know, do what we got to do.
It seems like you and Duke have a pretty special bond.
Right, yeah, me and Duke, you know, we real cool, you know, we go out to eat every week, and we just got, you know, just got a good bun, you know, I respect his game, he respect my game, you know, we do different things, you know, and sometimes we can do some of the same things, but, you know, that's just how it is.
You said before the season you wanted to have 1,000 yards.
Right.
Halfway there.
Yeah,
546,
yeah.
I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And Coach said, by the way, that he's like, that's not high enough.
Right.
He wants it to be more. What does it mean when your coach says that he expects you to rush for over 1,000 yards?
You know, it really just lets me know that he believes in me. You know, he's counting on me, and, you know, he's going to definitely give me the opportunity to make that happen. And, you know, that's very big for me.
You have 5 touchdowns on the season.
You're right.
Lead the team.
Right.
Personal pride to kind of be the team leader with the touchdowns?
Yeah, I want to be the team leader. I was a team leader my first year, my rookie season. So, you know, I want to be the leader this year. You know, and just prove to all my teammates and the coaches and the fans that, you know, I got what it takes.
Tell me about this hair, man. This hair has been growing for how long? You said 8 years?
Yeah, 8 years, 7, 8 years. Yeah, I've been growing it for a while now. You know, haven't trimmed it, cut it, or anything.
Come on, man.
Yeah, haven't at all.
8 years.
8 years.
How's it fit in the helmet?
It kind of, you know, I have to get a bigger helmet, put a little bit more air in it. But, you know, I've been doing it for a while now, so I'm used to it.
Any significance to number 34?
I was able to get a few numbers when I first got here, but, you know, 34, I really got that because the 3 and the 4, my nephew, he passed on February 7th, and, you know, 3 and 4 add up to 7, gotcha. So that's what made me get 34.
I just wonder, because, you know, sometimes guys will wear a number that they, you know, they idolized a player growing up. Was there any running backs or players that you rooted for, watched growing up that you wanted to be
like?
Yeah,
I loved Ricky Williams when I grew up, so that was another reason why.
You got the hair,
Williams,
too, right?
Right.
Dallas Cowboys coming to town this week. Cowboys are a good football team.
Right.
What's it going to take to get a win, man?
It's going to just take, you know, minimize the penalties, you know, minimize hurting ourselves, you know, just going out there and playing hard and, you know, playing a full game, 4 quarters, and just finishing.
You're facing the league's leading rusher this week in Zeke Elliott, who's having a terrific rookie season.
Right.
Is there some extra motivation to go out there and show him up?
Yeah, you know, it's always extra motivation. You know, one of our rules, you know, that we go into the game with is outplaying the, you know, running backs on the other team.
Yep.
So, you know, it's always going to be a competition, but, you know, I wish him the best, and I respect his game also.
Crow, best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you.